Hi, and welcome to the Not Just the Mom podcast, which is hosted by Folakemi Shebiotimo. Thank you for joining me today. Welcome to the brand new Not Just the Mom podcast. I'm so happy to have you on here. So I thought to kick off this very first podcast with such a really important topic that I think, well, I would say, seems to affect lots of women. And why do I think it affects lots of women? Because I personally have experienced this, you know, this issue we're going to be talking about today. And recently I was invited to a radio show, and this was also one of the topics that came up. And is this topic of imposter syndrome? It's such a big topic that I can't even say where or how I came across, or the first time I came across this topic. But there was something that happened, I think, a few months ago. So that was probably around towards the end of the summer. And I just came across this headline on... I was actually in the office that day. I was probably, you know, browsing through the internet, reading news, or just going through, you know, going through some articles on the internet. And then I came across this interesting headline, and I remember now clearly, it was actually on the Forbes website, and the headline read, "2/3 of women in the UK suffer from imposter syndrome at work." And when I saw the headline, I went into the article and, you know, scanned through the article, and I could actually resonate or relate to the things that were covered within that article. And just in a nutshell, what really is this imposter syndrome? To bring it to kind of, you know, to something that's relatable, I think it's, for me, from my personal experience, it's really just kind of feeling either you're not as good as you think you are, or as good as other people think you are. But I would like to put this in the work context. So this could be in other, you know, environments, maybe, you know, in motherhood, or maybe in a relationship, or some other, you know, areas. But just to, you know, put this in context, I think I'll kind of focus on the work environment for this podcast. So it's just feeling that either, you know, your skills, your successes, your achievement, or whatever it is, either you've done in the past or you're currently doing, you kind of feel like either it's not good enough, or whether you feel like, oh my God, what exactly am I doing? Like, people are actually going to find out that I don't really understand exactly what I'm doing, or I'm not, you know, a subject matter expert that I claim to be. So it could be really anything. But from this study, it was very clear that it's something that many women actually deal with. And the study, from what I remember, I think it was a study of about 3,000 individuals in the UK that performed, that took part in this study. But 2/3 of women that were part of this study said categorically that they've experienced this imposter syndrome at work, and quite recently as well. And the other thing that I think stood out for me from this study, and I actually also, you know, read other articles, I've kind of, you know, stumbled around this topic in some books I've read, like the Girl Boss book, and, you know, some of those other, you know, like motivational women's book. But one thing that I think that really stood out for me was the fact that it was clear that men are less likely to kind of suffer from this imposter syndrome. And I think one thing in the workplace that kind of makes women doubt or second guess their abilities is things, for example, like asking for help in the workplace. It kind of makes, I think, many women feel like they're not really that good at their job, or they just doubt, you know, their skills, their knowledge, and their experiences. So just bringing this back, you know, kind of to my personal experience, I'll say for me, I think the most recent time that I think I've experienced this syndrome was, I think, in 2014, when I went back into work after having my first baby. I took a year out to look after my baby on maternity leave. And for me, I've always worked in a male-dominated environment. So I think that was something that when I then came back into the workplace, it kind of felt like even more obvious than it was. I think because maybe I took a year out, I, you know, was involved in many of these, you know, mom and baby groups where I kind of interacted with quite a lot of women. And then going back into the workplace where I was maybe, you know, one of two females on my project team, just made it really, you know, obvious that, oh my God, what exactly am I even doing here? Like, how did I find myself in this environment? And the fact that I've always worked in a technology sector as well, within, you know, corporate and investment banking, is kind of an area where, you know, things move on quite quickly. So you taking a year out of work means that when you come back after the year, it's very likely that the teams, the project, the kind of environment that you're operating in, that you were operating in, probably would have changed significantly. So when it comes to things like technology, like the tools, the processes, even, you know, software, things that you kind of use on a day-to-day basis, very likely would have, you know, either changed or been enhanced in one shape or form. And you feeling like you have to come back and try to figure out, okay, where exactly are the gaps in my knowledge, in my skill set? I think that alone can kind of, you know, be like a shock to you. And I think for me, I just had this unrealistic expectation, because I think for me, I just wasn't kind to myself, in the sense that taking a year out is really, you know, not a joke, but I just still, you know, had so much self-doubt about this. So I think from kind of what I've described, it's very clear that many things can kind of lead to women in particular feeling, you know, kind of less than what they are in reality. It could stem out of, you know, if, for example, you're a woman that's always been like a top achiever, and you might just get to a point where maybe you have to deliver like this big presentation, or you have to, you know, like develop something big, and you're just like, okay, what exactly am I doing? How am I going to do this? Like, Who do I need to ask for help? And it's at that point where we just start, you know, doubting our abilities, doubting our experiences, and, you know, things like that. So I think what helped me in my own case was really taking a step back to kind of do like this holistic assessment in terms of my strengths, my weaknesses, and the areas for improvement at that point in time. And it was something I then did on a more frequent basis. And I even went a step further to kind of get something called a 360 feedback. So getting maybe like some of my peers, my colleagues, to give me like some honest feedback about, you know, my skills, you know, my interactions on the team, and, you know, areas for improvement. And I'll say for me, like, just taking some of those feedback on board, I found them really useful in being able to combat this imposter syndrome. And the other thing as well is, I got to a point where, you know, I had this amazing mentor, and one of the things she said to me was to always keep like this list of your achievement, like have it handy somewhere where you can always refer back to when you have those, you know, thought and self-doubt, and, you know, when you're lacking confidence, and, you know, you have this folder where you kind of store some of your wins, your big wins, even the small wins, and your successes and your achievements. And when you go through that list and you're like, wow, I did this, I did that, and wow, I got that feedback from that senior stakeholder, I got that, you know, amazing feedback from that client, those are things that actually makes you, you know, it kind of makes you feel better about yourself, in the sense that the fact that I was able to do this 3 months ago means that I can then, you know, still do this again. You know, and that's one of, you know, the tips that's helped me that, you know, I'm sharing today. And the other thing really is just, you know, just getting your hands dirty. So like for me, I'm always more than happy to work on like the most challenging project, or the project where, you know, people are like, oh, I don't want to take on this project because the stakeholders, you know, are going to be a nightmare. And I think for me, just taking on those really big challenges and, you know, just breaking them down and, you know, taking it one step at a time and really just, you know, eating my frog, I would say is something that helps, you know, boost my confidence as well. And even just stretching myself outside of my comfort zone. I once, you know, had to interface with this really senior equities, you know, trader that was, you know, this person that I remember back then, most of my colleagues just didn't want to interface with this really senior and relatively, in quotes, difficult stakeholder. But for me, I kind of saw it as a challenge, like just being able to navigate, you know, that kind of, you know, stakeholder was like something that kind of, you know, boosted my confidence to a large extent. So I think that's another really great tip. And one other tip I will share is just talking about how you feel to like your trusted mentor or your senior colleagues, you know, telling them how you feel and, you know, if really they've kind of gone through that as well in the past, they might be able to share some tips on what has worked for them in the past and, you know, just give you like, you know, practical advice as well. As I said, I spoke to one of my mentors and, you know, she was the one that advised me to keep this list of big and small wins and have them handy, like always reflect to, or, you know, share with my boss, or, you know, go through it during those really low moments. And really, I'll say the final tip is just around reframing your thoughts, because I'll say no matter how much work you put into it, at the end of the day, you are what you think. So the only way you can really, you know, get away from this imposter syndrome is to really replace all these negative thoughts with something positive. So if you're thinking to myself, oh, I have no idea what I'm going to do or what I'm doing, you can replace it with like, okay, wow, like I'm really, really going to learn a lot from this experience. I'm really going to grow from this challenge. So if you can reframe and reshape your thoughts that way, then you kind of look more at the positive side, as opposed to looking more at the, you know, the negative side that really won't, you know, help you to where you're going to. So I just, you know, really hope that these tips, you found them useful. And if you found this podcast useful, feel free to, you know, share with your friends, your mom friends, your, you know, women friend, pretty much anyone that you think would benefit from, you know, hearing about this topic. And thank you for listening in today. And yeah, be safe.